Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 35th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We'll read this in a couple more chapters after Sarah died. What a heartbreak that had to have been for Abraham. Well, he remarried a lady named Keturah, had 6 more sons, so he was still able to have children. The point is, it wasn't Abraham's fault that he wasn't able to. It was Sarah, who was barren. She was unable to conceive, so God did a work of grace in Sarah's life. And I think that's why it points out in the scripture, in his old age, I think Sarah kind of got that youthfulness. And it does that, by the way. When ladies kind of have children, they, matter of fact, I remember Leon Jasper, my wife, and we have 7 children. And every time we'd see Leon, it seemed about Latricia years ago would be pregnant. And Leon Jasper said, every time I see somebody who's with child lady, they just so something about their looks and effervescent, they're just glowing and all. Well, we may think that as a joke, but God did that to Sarah. She gave her that at 90 years of age. He gave her that ability to not only conceive, but to nurse. Verse number 3, and Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, who Sarah bared to him, Isaac. Now, we looked at that last week. Isaac means laughter. Isaac means laughter. And it was an appropriate name, because you remember that when Abraham first received the promise in Genesis 17:17, that Abraham laughed. Now, Abraham's laugh was not a laugh of disbelief or doubt. It literally was a laugh of amazement. Wow, I'm going to have a son. Well, but in Sarah's case, we read in Genesis 18:12-15. Again, we looked at that last week. Sarah's laugh was a laugh of doubt. Remember, they're outside the tent, Abraham and the Lord and y'all, pardon me saying this again, but Sarah was, like most ladies, they were eavesdropping on the men that were talking. She's listening. And the Lord told Abraham again, you're going to have a son, and Sarah's going to bear a child. And the Bible said that Sarah laughed within herself. And the Lord told Sarah, why are you laughing? And Sarah said, oh, I didn't laugh. And the Lord said, yes, you did. It was a laugh of doubt. And by the way, it teaches us a lot. Even though she didn't laugh out verbally, it was, the Bible says, within herself. God knew her. God knew her thoughts. God knows our thoughts. Even though we may not express it verbally, God knows everything we think. There's nothing can be hidden from God. Nothing. Now, we can thank God for that. At the same time, it's something to be fearful. And boy, you better be careful. Better be careful. Well, that's what happened. They named him Isaac. But look in verse number 6. God hath made me to laugh so that all that hear will laugh with me. Sarah's laughter of doubt earlier now became a laughter of joy. She was so excited now that she had a child. And listen, it's a great lesson for us. God, if you'll let him, God will turn your doubts into joy. God will turn your defeats into happiness if you will allow him to do that. And we see that here in Sarah's life. Well, let's get moving through here. Verse number 4, and Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Very important. We talked about it last week. And Abraham was 100 years old. And it didn't say here, but you follow the timeline. By now, Sarah is 90 when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah would have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. Now, before we go any farther, let me give you a couple of things that I think that Isaac is a wonderful picture or a type of Christ. A couple of things that run parallel with the birth of Isaac and the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. First of all, both births were promised sons. They were promised sons. Again, I won't go back to scripture, but back there earlier in the book of Genesis, God promised Abraham, yea, God promised Sarah, you're going to have a son, a promised son, not Ishmael that they tried to make, on their own. But no, I'm going to give you a son. He's a promised son. Well, Jesus was a promised son. We can see it early, even in the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, about every Christmas comes around. By the way, Christmas is almost here. And a lot of Christmas cards says, unto us is born this day in the city of David. You know the thing in Isaiah, Savior, which is, and yet for thou shalt call his name Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. All these were prophesying the promise of a son to come. Number two, both mothers were assured of God's omnipotence. Sarah and Mary. When the angel had appeared unto Mary, well, when the Lord had appeared unto Sarah, well, in Genesis, let me read this to you. In Genesis chapter number 18, verse number 13 and 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of certainty bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Remember a couple weeks ago, we majored on that verse. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And what's the answer? No. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. So they were assured of God's omnipotence. There's nothing too hard for God. In Luke chapter 1, verse number 34, then Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Verse number 37, they responded, for with God nothing shall be impossible. So again, their births are running so close, they parallel each other in that they were both promised sons. They were both assured of God's omnipotence. God's going to perform this. Well, both were given rich names with meanings before they were born. They were both, before they were born, were told what they were to be named. I'm not going to read these. Genesis 17, 19. God told them, you're going to name your son Isaac before he was even born. You're going to name him Isaac. In Luke 1, 30, in chapter 1, verse number 31, the Bible says, and thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. So again, that comparison between Isaac and our Lord and Savior Jesus, both were given names rich with meaning even before they were born. I like this in number 4. Both births occurred at God's appointed time. And that perfect time, remember we were just there just a minute ago in verse number 21, at the set time Isaac was born. God appointed that time. Then in Galatians 4:4, we read about that perfect timing that Jesus was born. And in Galatians 4:4, it talks about that. Not a moment too soon and not a moment too late. When the fullness of time was come, Galatians 4:4. Both births occurred at God's appointed time. Both births were miracles. No denying that one. Sarah's 90 years of age. She has a child. Mary, even more miraculous, a virgin, miraculously. How can I do to know that I know not a man? Well, with God, all things are possible. And we know the story there. So both births were miraculous. And I like this one, number 6. Both births were accompanied with joy. There was so much joy in the lives of these mothers. And I'm not talking about other people also, but especially in the lives of these mothers, Sarah, and we just read it in verse number 6. God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. We're going to joy together, going to be happy together, because I finally have a son. And then we read Mary's statement that often is used in our Christmas. There's a couple of songs that I know were written about this. Verse number 46. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. well from now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.